Okay, so this is the next iteration of the draft for using Altos for, or using Alto for CDNs. Okay, so the overall goals of this draft, just as a refresher if you hadn't seen this before, the goal is, the eventual goal for using Alto for CDNs is to help optimize traffic delivery from CDNs. And to improve the global and local load balancing for cache nodes in a CDN. And one of the ways that we can do this using Alto is that it helps us get information from ISPs about their preferences, not necessarily only from the CDN point of view, though we'll talk about both cases in the draft. All right, so non-goals, it's important to notice that we're not trying to standardize anything related to how you choose servers. This is an informational thing. Next slide. Right, okay, so in scope, we have integration of an Alto service with the CDN request routing component. So we talk about both HTTP redirects and DNS integration, and we also talk about the case of how you can use, how an ISP might be able to provide input to a CDN in order to improve the traffic delivery across an ISP's network. We do talk about these multi-domain cases in there. For the illustrations here, I'm primarily going to talk about the HTTP redirect use case, though these can be applied to DNS as well. Next slide. Okay, this is a straightforward integration where you can place an Alto client in the Alto server. So this is for the CDN-only point of view. So if the CDN wished to gather its information to an Alto server network map and cost map, it can have an Alto server or multiple Alto servers in the CDN. And then at its HTTP redirectors, it can embed an Alto client there. And it can either use the map or endpoint cost service to gather basically retrieve information down to the HTTP redirector and then help that influence the cache node selection. Next slide. Right. Okay, so the next component is it may be useful to integrate status information from cache nodes. For example, server load, which content is placed at metrics like server load or whether there's failures, this kind of stuff. So one of the approaches to do that is to leave status information outside of the Alto protocol the Alto protocol is only to deal, has the information it does today and has cost the way it does today with mostly network path information. And preferences on that. So, and then you can deliver status information or status updates out of band. Next slide. The next slide is an alternative approach where it might be possible to integrate status updates, integrate cache node status into the Alto recommendations themselves. So you can imagine one straightforward way of doing this is to use the endpoint rankings, the endpoint cost service, where you can get a ranking back, and the ranking can be actually influenced by the server, the current status of the cache nodes. Next slide. All right, so the final one we'll do an illustration of is how you can apply consideration for the ISP's preferences as well as the CDN's preferences. So in this example, the ISP on the left, it has an Alto server, and it exports a cost map and network map to an Alto server inside of the CDN. And notice that the Alto server inside of the CDN has an Alto client itself to retrieve this, and it can combine both preferences from the CDN and preferences from the ISP as communicated via its own via the Alto server, and it can use these to affect the cache node selection. Next slide. So one of the things that we incorporated in the newer iteration of the draft is we provided some more details about how you eventually go from a subscriber IP to an eventual CDN node, and what kind of transformations are done, and how they're done. So, using the map service, there's two steps. One is you go from a subscriber IP to the PID that contains that subscriber. This is done using the network map. And secondly, you go from the subscriber PID to pick a PID of containing cache nodes at the CDN. This is done using an Alto cost map. And then finally, you pick a CDN node from amongst those available from that cost map. So notice that this is also overloading this the PID at the CDN for a secondary purpose, which can list the available CDN nodes, not only preferences to those CDN nodes. So it provides a secondary sort of discovery type service. I'll get back to that in the next or the slide after this one. All right, so go back. I'll spend quick one on here. Right? All right, so the other way is you can use endpoint cost service, so you can get a list of the cache nodes, and then you can query, similar to the PDP case, you can query for a ranked list of the CDN nodes and then pick one of those and suggest that back to the client. Next slide. Okay, so one of the things that, this is sort of where I was going with the providing recommendations back to the protocol. In the course of doing CDN, the CDN use case, it was we did notice a few of the things that might eventually be beneficial to have in the protocol. So in particular, two of those is using PID attributes, for example, identifying certain ones as containing cache nodes, and it lets you have the additional behavior of using this using PIDs to perform a sort of discovery of nodes instead of only preferences to those nodes. And the second one is incremental map.
Can you just elaborate a bit more on the first point? Why you need like something extra? Why just the numbers are not okay? Because that's not clear for me. Like
right now, right now what it does is it marks the PID as containing CDN nodes. Doesn't change the encoding for the endpoints inside of that PID. So the encoding doesn't have to change. I believe the only change would be adding a way to attach an attribute to a PID.
I will ask it again on the main list.
Okay. And the second one is incremental map updates. I think there was some discussion on the mailing list just recently about changing maps and how much you have to update. If you have maps that also include server load information and CDNs, you might notice something similar. So one of the optimizations you can do is have incremental map updates. Only send the differences and you reduce the bandwidth required for updating maps. Next slide. Okay, I won't go into details on these if we're running short on time, but there are some other additional suggestions that we have in there. Some of these are more exploratory as opposed to fully fleshed out yet, so we can update those in the next iteration of the draft, too.
So people interested in the CDN use case, and we know that there are many of you. Please go to the authors and talk to them and share ideas and try to contribute to this document. Maybe sometimes we, some retardering, we can adopt it.